You are listening to the SCAC 20th Anniversary Podcast. The Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference is celebrating 20 years of athletic and academic excellence from 1991 to 2011. As a part of the celebration, the conference is taking a look back at the top 20 moments of the past 20 years of each sport. Today, we are taking a look back at the top moment in volleyball history, December 4th through 5th, 1999. At the 1999 Volleyball Final Four at Juniata College, Trinity University defeats Muskingum College 3-0 in the semifinals to advance to the following day's national title game. The Tigers' national championship dreams end on Sunday, however, as the top-ranked and undefeated defending national champion Central Iowa College beats Trinity in three straight sets, 15-8, 16-14, and 15-7. Trinity ends its season with a 38-3 mark and becomes just the second SCAC team in any sport to play for a national champion. Trinity head coach Julie Jenkins is later honored as the American Volleyball Coaches Association Division III Coach of the Year. Today we are joined by Trinity head coach then and current head coach Julie Jenkins. Coach, first of all, congratulations on the moment and thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Russell. I appreciate you recognizing Trinity, and we've had a lot of great moments definitely in the SCAC, especially where we are now, and to stand out for the top 20 moment is an honor, so thank you.
Coach, just take me back to that day, that weekend of the Final Four. What do you remember and how everything played out for the Tigers over the course of the weekend?
Well, it's more, I think, the NCAA tournament. The whole tournament definitely stands out in my mind because in 99, that was the first year that Washington University got moved out of the South. I think at that point, they probably won five or six national championships under Terry Clemens, and every year it seemed like we were playing in the round of 16 against WashU. That was the first year that we didn't have to face the number one ranked team in the country in the round of 16. So prior to going into that 99 season, at the start of it, you know, we were very hopeful that we had a chance to win a national championship that year, and we were going to take full advantage of not having to match up with the number one team so early in the tournament. And I think our team obviously, you know, did a great job of taking advantage. And that tournament, we were on the road the entire tournament. We played the regional championship at Emory, played the quarterfinals at Ithaca College, and then we played the Final Four at Juniata. And at that time, the Final Four was the weekend after Thanksgiving. You took a break. The quarterfinals was the weekend before Thanksgiving. You took the weekend off. So it was quite a journey because it extended over a period of 4 weeks with 1 week off. So it was an exciting NCAA tournament for us. Central was a pretty tough opponent. You know, they had, I can't remember the gal's name. She was a transfer, and she was clearly the top player in Division III, and she dominated. And I think Central went on to win it the next year, too, I believe. I believe they won it in 99 and 2000. So, but anyway, I thought our team that year had exceptional ball control. We had a great setter in Desi Pratt. And Alicia Farley was a real offensive. She carried a big part of our offensive load in the middle. And I wouldn't say we were a real dominating team offensively as a whole. We just had players that were real good ball control players, good. They knew how to hit their shots and hit what the block was giving them. But it was a veteran team, and they'd had quite a bit of NCAA tournament experience going into that year. And we felt very, very confident that we were going to do well. I believe it was in 98 that we, again, had played WashU in the round of 16 and really felt like we had a chance of beating them that year. So it didn't come as a surprise to me that we went that far. And it was a great, great experience. It was fun for me. I'll tell you one thing that was really special about that year was because we played our quarterfinal match at Ithaca College, which was 30 minutes from where I grew up in my high school. surprised me and brought two busloads of kids. We had more fans in the stands than Ithaca College, and that was a big factor in that quarterfinal match, winning on Ithaca's home court. I saw my high school volleyball coach for the first time since I had graduated from high school that weekend, and it was really a tournament that I'll never forget. It was really an exciting time.
You know, Coach, you had mentioned WashU, and the two previous years you guys had been bounced by the WashU team. And what did you notice in the mindset of the girls heading into that tournament? Was anything different than the previous few years and that was able, you know, allowing them to make that such the deep run that you guys made?
Yeah, well, I think just the experience of having had to go up against the number one team for a number of years, I think they knew exactly what it would take to win the tournament. And we felt that we weren't very far off. We felt that we were right there. So I just think there was so much excitement that WashU had been moved out of our region that we were not going to let that opportunity slip by. They were on a mission from you know, starting the spring before, the spring season before. We knew the change had been made, and I think, you know, we definitely were tired of losing in the round of 16 and wanted to basically make our own mark, and I think we really can do that.
You know, you mentioned some of the girls already, Coach, but, you know, talk about what you remember about All-Americans like Desi Pratt, Alicia Farley, Jennifer Purdy, and, you know, those were sort of the upperclassmen that really helped lead that team. But then there were some key underclassmen in Lauren Hamilton and Brianna Iverson, and what you remember about those girls?
Yeah, and then we also had a defensive specialist, Kristen Grocock, who had blown out her knee two separate times. You know, she'd had a long, hard road to get back to being healthy enough to play, and it was kids like that. They were just real gritty and determined, and she was great in the back row for us. Jen Purdy was absolute, you know, ultimate ball control player. I mean, she passed lights out. She didn't make many hitting errors. She wasn't real dominating offensively, but she kept the ball in play for us. Bree Iverson, super athlete, very quick and very explosive. You know, that she was a big part of our offense on the outside. Lauren Hamilton, I think, was only a sophomore or a junior when we went to the NCAA championship match, and I thought, really, actually, all our team as a whole, I think they're poised, you know, staying, you know, not getting too caught up in the moment. Mentally, it was a very mentally tough team. I knew, you know, I wasn't worried that, oh my gosh, you know, we're going to make it to the Final Four and all of a sudden our ball control is going to fall apart. This team, you know, was very consistent in their determination, and they didn't let their nerves get to them. I know they were probably very nervous in that very final match, but it's, you know, nervousness is okay. It's just a matter of being able to play at your highest level. And they were able to do that. But it was a team that, you know, really didn't have any superstars, not really. We were just all pretty evenly balanced. But the two players who probably stood out the most is Desi Pratt and Alicia Farley.
You know, Coach, heading into that championship match, I know obviously you guys knew you were up to against a huge task in Central, who was the defending national champions, came into the game undefeated. Do you remember, you know, what you told the girls right before, you know, they went out and competed for the national championship?
Yeah, I mean, I wish I could recall the name of the player. She had transferred there from Kansas, I believe, or Kansas State. She was a Division I transfer, and I can't not recalling her name, but you know, we knew that she would get her share of points. It was a matter of, you know, trying to key in on the other players and minimize the amount of points they were able to score. And, you know, it's easier said than done. They just got the ball to that one player and she dominated, even out of the back row. One thing I can remember about that player is how much she scored out of the back row. And, it was a great experience for our program. And even though it wasn't all that close of a match, I think our players, they gave it everything they had, and I was proud of them.
You know, Coach, what do you think ultimately made that 99 Trinity Tiger team so special and allowed you to make the run that y'all did?
Mainly because they were a veteran team. You know, I can't remember exactly what the age, what class everybody was in, but it was a very experienced team. They had been, like I said, to the round of 16, probably, at least the 2 years prior to that, playing in high-pressure matches against Wash U. And so I think because of the fact that I think Bree Iverson was the only young player on that team, if I recall. I think we were mainly juniors and seniors. I believe that, I think Alicia Farley was a senior, and they were either juniors or seniors. So I think just the fact that they had a lot of experience under the belt, a lot of NCAA tournament experience, and a high level of success, I think the confidence was where it needed to be, and they're like I said, they're just their NCAA tournament experience, you have to have that to do well. It's an unusual scenario for a team just all of a sudden to show up to the tournament and win. You've got to have the experience.
Coach, for someone like yourself who's had, so many wonderful memories and coaching experiences and had so much success in volleyball throughout your career, how does a run, a moment, an event like that, make you a better coach and really help, to continue shape you as the coach you are today?
Well, it makes you want to get back there and win an NCAA championship. We were all pretty disappointed that we didn't win. That was our goal. So I wouldn't say we were all jumping up and down. Even later in that year, we were still feeling the sting of not taking advantage of the opportunity. If you're in the final, you want to win it. But obviously, as time passed and you look back on it, you're very proud. But, we have not won a national championship at Trinity, and, we're still very hungry to try to put our players in a position to be able to do that. I believe the next year, 2000, I believe we made it to the quarterfinals and had that at home against Juniana and lost. Then made it back to the Final Four in 2002 and came in third, and that was when they were playing off of third place. And then in 2006-2009, made it back to the Final Eight. And, it just makes you want to work hard to try to get back there and win one. But I also know that that's easier said than done, and you want to enjoy the journey every single season, and you want to try to get the most out of what you have, and coaching's just fun, period. And obviously, it makes it special when you make a run like that and make it to the NCAA championship match. But I would say, as a whole, just making it there just makes you want to get back.
And finally, Coach, as you've had time to reflect and look back, what do you take with you, sort of your lasting memories, images from that 99 Trinity team and that Final Four weekend specifically?
Well, really it's more just the memories of those players. I still stay in touch with a lot of those players, and it's more the opportunity that, you got to experience 4 years coaching those young ladies and seeing what they've gone on to do since then, and how successful they've become in their careers and their families. And the great thing about coaching is just all the wonderful, wonderful people that you get to work with. And seeing that light come on and their level of confidence be at an all-time high. And I think that helps them the rest of their lives. When they work hard to accomplish something, that just helps their self-esteem that much more. And so, you know, it's more about the memories of those players. Like I mentioned, though, too, that was quite a journey, those 4 weeks and where we went. Our team actually did a big map of the United States and put a dot, you know, where our journey was to get to that championship match, because we didn't get to host any of it at home. All of it was away. And that was a fun experience for them, getting to, you know, some of them had never been to New York. And then heading back up there to Juniata, which is a beautiful part of Pennsylvania. But like I mentioned, one of the things that stands out to me is my high school showing up as a total surprise. That was kind of neat.
1999 head coach of the Trinity University Tiger volleyball team and still current head coach of the Trinity Tigers, Julie Jenkins. Coach, congratulations again on the top moment in volleyball history over the past 20 years in the SCAC history, and thanks so much for your time.
Well, thank you, Russell. I appreciate it.